My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people dividing their attention. Very good stuff. 216-474-0092. On a Sunday at 1 o'clock, which team gets your attention? Right now, right now. Somebody said, well, Ken, it's 2024. Which team goes up on the laptop? Which team goes up on the main screen? My answer to that is that you don't need to worry about that when you go to Extend Technologies. However, if you have that set up, and I've had that set up before, my attention ends up being on the laptop. But just that, because it's closer.
Those are not comparable things. One is 1,000 miles away, yeah, and on TV. The other one is right in front of you, and you get to be there and be in the atmosphere of it.
It was
That's
a pretty
what we're
day
talking
out
about here.
It was a pretty Sunday.
So I stayed home, and I definitely watched the Browns over the Guardians. But had someone offered me tickets or to go to the game, I'm probably going to that Guardians game over.
Yeah, but you like going to
home to watching.
Getting all
I think
lushy.
A lot of people are like that, though.
Probably a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people are getting lushy and go to the game.
Guardians have two more Sunday games. Then the season's over. They're at St. Louis coming up next Sunday, and then
the following week.
Yeah, then the following week they're at home against the Houston Astros to close out the season, and they could very well, that game could very well be a huge, huge game for the Guardians.
Well, if there's anything on the line, then I think that that changes. I don't, and by the way, I don't think that the Browns want to put anybody in conflict. I don't think that that's healthy for anything. So I think that they're hoping that games get clinched, because you can only do what you can do when it comes to the NFL scheduling. But I think they hope games get clinched, because the more spread out, the more that people want to spend, the more everybody's happy. I don't think that they want to have games against each other whatsoever. And I think that goes with the Cavs as well. But when it comes to attention right now, yeah, if you're asking me the question, who earned the attention, there's no doubt who earns that attention on Sunday when the Browns were playing the Jags. But who gets the attention, a golfer with an arm growing out of his ass is going to get a lot of attention, a courtesy of Shooter McGavin. So whether it's earned or whether it just happens, those are different things, Tone. 216-474-0092. Kyle, on the free Odyssey app, listening in Boise, Idaho. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Not terrible. Go right on ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, so just kind of to that point, where am I spending my time? Where am I spending my energy? Who's getting my attention? I have 17 days out of the year. Now, hopefully that goes to 20. Hopefully that goes to 21. But I had 17 opportunities to watch my Cleveland Browns. And I have 162 opportunities to watch the Guardians. And I could get my 17 games in watching the Guardians in two and a half, 3 weeks. Where now, hopefully I get to, 21 games.
Kyle.
And that is true. That is true. And the Guardians.
And you only got 11 left. You only got 11 regular season games left for the Guardians.
Yeah. Kyle, you're in Boise. Let me ask you a question. If for some reason the Guardians played some sort of field of potatoes game out there, or whatever, right? In Boise on a Sunday, and the Browns are playing Jacksonville, are you going to that once-in-a-lifetime game in Boise with the Guardians playing the Yankees, or are you watching the Browns on TV?
He's got to watch the Guardians.
If it's a once-in-a-lifetime game, I'm going to it, and I'm streaming the Browns game on my phone, in my lap, and I'm probably yelling more for the Browns than I am the Guardians in that opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you for being honest.
I'll give you a quick story. This past Sunday, I had a friend come into town, and I was almost mad because I don't get to see him much, but he wanted to go golfing, and the tee time was at 1 o'clock, which, mind you, the Browns started 11 here in Boise, Idaho. So it was middle of the game, and we tee off, and I literally taken my phone to every green and every tee box because, again, I only have 17 opportunities to watch my Browns.
Is it that pretty in Boise, as they tell me?
I'm not telling you because we're full. We have no vacancy.
I saw that CBS Sunday Morning. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Too many, you know, it is. Too many of those Californians have made the trip and have stuck there.
They're going up the 101.
They're
going
to do everything. Yeah, well, you get on the 405 and then you get on the. Nick in Eastlake, your next stop on the Fan.
Okay, gentlemen, let's be reasonable, okay? We're talking playoffs, okay? I want to watch playoffs. That means you have a chance to win a championship. And yes, the Gardos have a chance. So I'm going all the way with the baseball. I'm sorry, guys. The Giants aren't that interesting anyhow.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Nick. Set it all
well,
right
and
there,
the odds are, I don't have the playoff schedule in front of me, but the odds are there's going to be a Sunday. The Guardians can make it long enough. There's going to be a Sunday Guardians baseball game.
Then the Guardians should get your attention. That's
playoff baseball. 2 years ago, game five of that deciding NLDS with the Yankees was on a Sunday. It was a 7 o'clock game, I think. But there were several people. We went to that game. We didn't go to Browns. I got down here at 4 o'clock, though, as the Browns were blowing another game. And the crowds that of people that went from Browns to Guardians were there, but there was a ton of guys that were with me outside not watching the Browns because it was playoff baseball.
Well, let me finish, or let me continue this here in a second. First, folks, wake up Sunday morning with Spencer German Potato Salad for the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show starting at 7 a.m. Jonathan Peterlin's going to open the gates to our tailgate on West 6th at 9, and Nick Wilson stops by at 10. Don't miss Daryl Ryder's reports from Huntington Bank Field, and I will take the stage at noon. It's going to be a good time. Always make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate part of your game day on the radio home of your Cleveland Browns 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 923thefan.com. Like Abrock says, well, Ken just likes to talk everything football. He loves football. I love football. Yes, I do. It's my favorite sport. But I'm not stupid in the terms of I'm going to tell you to watch football over playoff baseball. If it's a playoff game, even if you can't get to it and they're both on you got to take the playoff baseball. That's what you watch. I don't care. Now, if it were playoffs versus playoffs, which I don't understand how that would work, but go right on ahead. Like, you got to watch the playoff teams that are in the playoffs. That's what it matters. That's what's best for a healthy sports outlook for everybody involved. Lord almighty, even I'm not that nuts. And I tell you guys all the time, by the time, like, once we get past the draft, I'm footballed out for a while. I want to watch auto racing. I want to watch baseball. I've had enough with single high versus two high safety and rub routes and all that stuff. Put it away for a while.
I'll tell you what, Kenny, if this is going to be the year of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Of the Dink and Dunk League, I'm gonna be out of football by Christmas.
Well, we haven't even done the unwatchables yet, which, by the way, if they weren't playing the Giants, would you ever watch another Giants game for the rest of the season?
No. Even though Daniel Jones is entertaining just because the mistakes. Oh. And He actually is. I mean, he has some of the unbelievable touchdown runs and then some of the boneheaded gaffes. Like, he as a player is actually pretty entertaining, but the team.
You're telling me he's the Josh Naylor of baseball, basketball, of the Browns, of football, whatever?
Just like I could watch Miles Straw run the bases all day long.
Now you're back into car crashes or entertaining territory with Ken.
Well, me trying to figure out what name to call any sort of the teams is a car crash. Let me get to Marcus and Aurora. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, listen, Ken. Hey, real quick, though. Daniel Jones isn't the reason why the Giants didn't have a kicker. That's on the coach and stuff. But Kenny, you got it right, though, Kenny. It's sports hierarchy. If your favorite team's in the playoffs – you got a baseball team. You got to watch that. You got to, like, if you're a Browns fan, Guardians fan, playoff baseball takes priority over regular season football, especially like fifth, sixth week of the season. And there's a device called the DVR. You could always record football. But in the sports hierarchy, playoff baseball is top of the charts this time of year. That's how it works, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys.
Well, especially because I think it's so much more difficult to make the postseason in baseball than it is any of the other sports. Maybe Lima disagrees with me on that. You know, basketball's meant for 50% of the teams to make the postseason. Football, they've added another spot, so it's supposed to be easier. And I know that plenty of teams get in their own – well, a couple of teams get in their own way. Unfortunately, it's been ours for a long period of time until 2020. But you're supposed to be able to – it's supposed to at least be cyclical with the teams that don't have the all-time great quarterbacks to get to the postseason. Baseball, I mean, the Mariners went, what, 20-plus years without going to the postseason? So once you make the postseason, it's like, man, you got to watch postseason baseball just for the sake
I would say, too, didn't the Bills prove last year – would they start the season 6-6?
Yeah.
I think now that you've gone to – yeah, I remember that guy.
Where's he?
Now that they've gone to 17 games, I just think the beginning of the NFL season, I think the coaches are treating it a lot like preseason. So I don't think these games are as life or death as they were when I was younger.
216-474-0092. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Not much, Anthony. Go ahead.
So I actually originally called about the college football thing, but calling Omaha, I can switch to this topic because
go ahead.
I went to the game Sunday, baseball game.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. Now I will admit I'm a Guardians fan. I'm a baseball fan first, but I brought my phone. I bought the headphones. I put the your audio broadcast of the Browns game on, and it was fantastic. I live in Cleveland Heights. I'm 15 minutes from the. From the Progressive Field, so I get late tickets, single seat tickets for. I was 10 rows up on the first base side. It was fantastic, and I listened to the Browns game the whole time. I loved it. It was an awesome experience.
It would put me in emotional conflict, and I think at times I'd get confused. Thank you very much, and I'm glad you listened to the station, Anthony. And thank you very much for the call and for listening to us as well.
Have you ever done it?
It's hard. Yes, I do. Honestly. So there's a couple of high school teams.
At a live professional sporting
event. I have a friend of mine that coaches a high school football team, and I want his success to happen very greatly.
Yeah.
And so I will listen, because quite often their games are on the radio, and I will listen in my earbuds on my phone while I'm doing the Fox 8 games. So I will hear it, and there are times where I'm reacting to what's being said, and I'm like, man, if anybody's watching me right now, like, there's nothing going on. This is a timeout, and I'm upset on the sideline.
What I think is unique about it, and Mitch, you could probably speak on it because you were there, is the everybody in that stadium is still concerned with what's going on in the Browns game. So the ability or the opportunity to be watching something in front of you and then reacting to something that's happening way far away, but you all kind of share this communal reaction to it. It's not something that I want to do every time I go to a ball game, but no. It's kind of fun every once in a while.
I mean, it might be. Go ahead, Mitch.
I'll tell you what. The corner bar where we sat right after the end of the game, the final pitch, it was about with 50 seconds left in the Browns-Jaguars game, and people were commuting around the television under the roof of that upper deck bar because they wanted to see the ending to it, and you could just feel the anticipation. There were multiple pockets in the stadium of groups of people looking at their phones, looking at other screens, just in kind of a panic.
And that's beautiful because they're still spending their money with the Guardians. And that's ultimately what the front office cares about, right? Ed in downtown, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
What's going on, guys? Love your show.
Thank you, Ed.
Now, listen, guys. Watson played a lot better, but I have something I want to propose to you guys. Say this stuff with Watson doesn't work out, man. As much as it pains me to say it, I would look to trade Myles Garrett and get picks and recuperate some of those assets that we traded for Watson.
Now, wait a minute. Why are we talking about this right now, Ed? You can't talk about this right now. Why are you speaking of such things? This is terrible to talk about.
I love him. I know, man, but let me tell you something. I don't trust the Browns drafting a quarterback. The past two decades have shown why. We can't. We mess it up. We screw it up. Either they suck or we trade them and they become good. I don't trust the Browns. I'm going to become a Steelers fan, honestly, or a Cincinnati fan.
Oh, we can't.
I can't.
All right, Ed.
I got a good one. I got a good one.
The rantings and ravings.
Go ahead, Anthony Lima.
Damage.
Is Myles Garrett, Kenny, want you to answer.
What?
Is Myles Garrett better at rushing the passer than Jim Brown was at rushing the football?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Why are you asking me that question?
Go.
Why are you asking
me that question? Gotta choose. Gotta pick one. Two tough choices. Election year.
Why are you doing that? Why do I have to answer that?
Make the choice, Ken.
Why do I have to answer that?
Make the choice.
They gotta pick one. I mean, you're a sports talk show host.
Is Myles Garrett better at rushing the passer than Jim Brown was at rushing the football? No. I don't know, maybe. I've seen Myles Garrett. I never saw Jim Brown run.
And now we have it on the record.
And Myles Garrett plays against different competition. I mean, Jim Brown could play now, but okay, I guess I got to say Myles Garrett. Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. Well, thanks a lot. You brought that to a screeching halt, and that's considering after what Ed's call was.
Well, Ed wanted to trade him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.